No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we're here with a young lady named Duck, as well as her friend Carly and my lovely girlfriend Lena.
Hi.
How you ladies doing?
Good, pretty great.
So try to explain to the people out there why I might be interviewing you, why you're on No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world.
I'm sure it's probably because I lost my arm and got on Tinder. The whole, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, that's good.
Okay. I lost my arm in a moped accident. I was going like 60 miles per hour in like a 50 zone, and I swerved and I hit the median in the road and I flew off, hit a sign, and it sliced my arm like clean off. It flew like 30 feet from my body, and they attached it back for like 2 months, but in the hospital, like during the surgery where they're reconnecting the rest of my nerves, they like turned me and I lost blood flow. They had to amputate it.
So you had access, your arm was reattached and operational for a while?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And then it was basically just like a freak accident or like a total just lack of oversight that...
Yeah, I mean, I...
Okay. So you did have it rejoined for a while. I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, I could kind of move my fingers, the like few nerves that I had. But my nurse, like when I was sleeping, she like turned me over. And that like started off cutting my blood flow off, which I had for like the entire time I was in the hospital. But then I went into like surgery to fix the rest of my nerves, and they left me open for too long. And they like shoved a nerve block through my arm, and it like cut off the rest of my nerves.
Whoa. So how old are you?
20.
What were you doing the night before this moped ride? Also, what kind of girl rides a moped?
Well, mopeds are cheap. I had a moped, like I had one moped and it got stolen. That probably should have been my sign to like not get another one.
Oh.
But like a week after mine was stolen, I got another one, which the first one I only had for a week.
Right.
So the next one I had for like 2 weeks, and like the night before I was out, I was with my friends, like, you know, I was drinking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I went home and I like slept, and I went out the next day, like really early in the morning, because like you can ask Carly, I wake up really early in the morning after I'm like hungover to go home, because I hate being hungover in like other people's houses.
I could totally relate to that, yeah.
Yeah, so I went home and I was fine. I just was like really tired, and like I started kind of losing control of it when I was turning, because I was going too fast, and like one of the people that was watching, they were like, she was probably drunk.
Right.
And they like just like they wrote an article about it, and that was just, they all ran with it, like everyone.
They can just say that? They don't have to like base it on a police report or anything?
No.
That's insane.
They can just say like you are a DUI suspect.
Uh-huh.
And like that's all they said. They said I was a suspect too. They didn't say like she was a DUI.
But if you were drinking the night before, do you think that there might have been enough alcohol still in your bloodstream to register?
There could have.
Yeah.
But
sorry.
Sorry.
I like keeping the tits in is like a dual person operation.
Like, oh, this way?
That's the only reason she's here.
Hey, it happens to me all the time, so I'm very aware of it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, no, it probably would. I was wearing a dress before that wouldn't have done that, but it got stained.
Got stained doing what?
Sprayed like hairspray on it, and it like left little like oil stains on it.
Okay. So who's Duck before all this happens? Like, where did you grow up anyway?
I was a military brat.
Most of the greatest minds are, sorry.
My stepdad was in the military, and I was born in DC, and I just moved around the East Coast until like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Like almost 3 years ago, I moved out to San Diego.
What do you think of San Diego?
I love it.
Do you?
It's so great. Like the weather and everything. Yeah. I mean, it's so much better. LA is pretty cool though. Like I'd like to move out here, but it's expensive and the weather.
Don't do it.
Weather is pretty shitty.
It's just so scenic out there in San Diego. It's nice and calm and chill. And out here is like, it's only like 2 hours away or whatever, but it's just insane. The pace has nothing in common with it out there.
Yeah. It's like so fucking hectic here.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
That really is so congested. Like how do you drive anywhere?
You just get in the car and go, and then sometimes you move really slow, but you just suck it up and you deal with it.
Hate it. I don't know how you guys.
You don't go buy a moped. That's what you don't do.
You can like go between cars and shit.
Oh.
And they're cheap as shit.
Okay, yeah, but the fact that you can go between cars, can I be honest? I think that that's like socially irresponsible. Like the other day, maybe a year ago, I was driving in traffic. Some guy's zipping through there on his motorcycle, and I go to merge, and just like as soon as I start to turn, I just hear it just ping. He just fucking smacks my window, my rearview mirror, and I'm just like, dude, if I had done that, like, you know, a split second earlier, I probably would be responsible for his death. And I don't really feel like it would have been that much my fault. Because what am I really supposed to be looking out for here? Fucking ninjas just darting in there between cars.
It's not fair either. Like, you have to wait. Everyone else should have to wait too.
Yeah.
But I still loved it. I thought it was so much fun driving on a moped.
Yeah. So, okay. So do you just like regain consciousness in the hospital? Did you ever lose like?
I never lost consciousness. I mean, I died for a minute in the hospital, but first I like after it happened, I was just like sitting there and a cop was like a minute behind me and he shows up and he like just got tourniquet training. So he like ties it up and I'm like, am I going to die? And he's like, no, you'll be fine.
You seem like you handled it pretty well, or did you?
No, I did. Like immediately in the hospital, I started like adapting to it. Like I started putting on makeup again. And
how long did you have to stay in there?
2 months, like 2.5 months. Cause the first like month, like almost 2 months, I still had the arm on and they had to amputate it. And I wasn't there for much longer after that.
Wow. So how did like your friends and family react when this happens?
I don't even really remember how they reacted to it. Right. I mean, yeah, no, I don't know.
Was it like you were just in this insane haze, this web of just bad things? Everybody, yeah, just turn your fucking phone off, little house phone, you fucking weirdo.
Disrespectful.
Oh, called out. He does not respect women.
This guy.
Seems obvious to me. All right, so, but then, like, what, I'm trying to, like, identify, like, what the change might have been in your mind state. Like, did you just feel like, fuck, like, did you feel like you were panicking, like you were like horrified by what had just happened when it happened? Or like, did you just immediately sort of revert into this mind state of like, well, fuck, I guess I just got to deal with this.
Well, for like the first week, no one told me I lost my arm. So I just had no idea that that happened.
But because they had put it back on and like, okay.
Because it was like attached and everyone was like, how the fuck do we tell her that she lost a limb?
Never.
But you must have known, like you couldn't feel anything, right?
I mean, it felt numb, but it was attached to me. So, like, I saw it there, and they were just like, yeah, you hurt your arm. Oh, I was like, damn.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, but, I mean, I kind of understand, though. Like, how would you tell someone, hey, you lost a body part?
How do you not tell someone that they lost a body part, though?
I don't know. What? They didn't want me to, like, spiral downwards.
Yeah.
Like, I was already, like, I broke my spine in a lot of different places.
Yeah, I was
going
to say you probably had a bunch of other injuries, too, huh?
Yeah, which I, like, knew about, and I acknowledge.
So the spine is completely healed up and everything? All your other injuries are okay?
Yeah, they're fine. I have like some scars and shit, but...
How long ago was this?
A year. Almost exactly a year.
Almost exactly a year. Okay. And so how long did it take for like the actual like scars and the wounds on your arm or what's left of it to like heal up?
It took like 5 months.
Jeez. Okay.
It was... I had to wrap it up myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, It was a pretty difficult process.
So in the beginning, I take it that sort of your mentality was that you were kind of sensitive about it and everything, but then pretty quickly you decided to just have a sense of humor about it. How did that whole transformation happen?
I don't really know. Like, I mean, immediately once it happened, like before I was already on Twitter for a while. I had like a couple, like I had like 5,000 followers. So like
people from doing what? Being funny? Or sexy.
That's more it. More of like being naked online. But
respect the culture.
Thank you. Respect, but for private, a while, culture. It just like, I don't know, people would just like make fun of me and like make jokes. And I didn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had more on my mind to deal with than like people on the fucking internet.
Right.
Making jokes. But I don't know, pretty soon after I started like fun of it myself.
Did you want to like not post photos of yourself at first and everything? Were you like shy to do that in the beginning or no?
I started like in the hospital, I started taking pictures of myself. I started like doing up closes of just like the bloody
there's a gruesome
stump.
Ass
videos yeah, of you on
if
Twitter.
You like go through my Twitter.
Oh my gosh, she doesn't like, give a shit, literally. Holy picture. Shit.
Like, realize that most girls would not handle it that way. I feel like if you, okay, if you lost your arm, I feel like you would kind of close brat. Off. Such you'd be baby. Very, you wouldn't want to put yourself out there anymore, right? Like,
I got blisters on my ass 3 weeks ago and I'm still crying about it. Like, yeah. I don't think it would go very well.
First world know. Problems.
I know. I feel like an idiot now.
What kind of stuff are you stressed out and anxious about before that incident? Were you like sitting around thinking like, damn, like my toes are too long. And then all of a sudden that shit happened. You're like, damn, maybe I should just live it up and be a little bit more free spirited. Cause you seem like very at ease right now.
Well, it was like my first year living on my own. Like yeah. first like 2 years, year and a half.
So you're stressing about like your financial situation and everything more?
I don't know. I was going down a bad path.
In terms
like
of what?
Drinking and drugs and stuff. And really after I lost my arm, it just like, I started doing a lot better.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had to like cold turkey stop everything like after a couple months because I was on like hydrocodone and like oxy and like morphine for a really long time. And I just like...
You never got carried away with that stuff?
No. I realized what it was doing to me. Like it was making me like sad and like I just didn't enjoy life when that was happening, and I got just so much better after I stopped. And before I was on a lot of drugs too, so so like I really realized like what toll it took on me.
So you're fresh out like living on your own for the first time and everything, and then you just are like, fuck, like it's hard to make a living, I'm gonna start a private snap.
Yeah, well I didn't start my private snap to like 5 months ago.
Oh, okay. Oh,
was,
so after the thing.
Yeah,
oh, but
after.
So. Oh, but you were getting thotty on Twitter just for the hell of it before that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Just because it's
me, no. Literally.
Every girl does that before they decide to monetize.
Yeah.
Well, I
you
had
to know
like,
it works.
I had like sugar daddies, like private. It wasn't like something I advertised. It was something like I got DMs and stuff, and I was like, all right, cool.
I'm so glad that you're keeping it 100 with us right now because this is so cool. Because most girls just would like be bullshit and lying. It really makes you think about it. That's why people don't talk in interviews, just because they just have to lie all the time, right?
Yeah, I figure my family probably isn't watching this.
Yeah.
No Jumper. I don't know if
they might find
that's
it.
Probably not.
If they do, I don't really give a shit.
Do you think your mom's just like binge watching his videos all the time? Mm-hmm. Like,
my mom does.
Shit.
Does she?
Really?
That's
what's up, bitch? What? How you doing?
Hi, mom.
How'd you get into the sugar daddy thing? And who helped lead you down this the slow wormhole of sex workerism?
I don't know. I've always been like a
free spirit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Control freak.
I am.
I know.
And people give me shit in the comments. They're like, you're always adjusting that mic. It doesn't matter.
I just love watching it. I'm like totally psychoanalyzing
jacket. Sit there.
I feel like my headphones are more sensitive than what they end up hearing, and that's why I'm more into it. That's my theory anyway.
I never even noticed people like wore headphones in these.
They don't always. No, and oftentimes that's the problem, is that they don't have headphones on, so they forget to stay near the mic, or they start talking to other people who don't have headphones, and then they forget that they're only supposed to be engaging with me because I have a mic or whoever
then
has
Adam
a mic.
Yells at them.
And I scream at them and choke them out. And
so put this nice. In your face.
Are you usually in interviews?
This is only my second time.
She doesn't co-host that often, but she was like on the live stream for a while the other day, so she's getting a lot more used to it. She was a nervous wreck the first time.
Yeah.
It was when we first met.
I'm so makes glad
me
you're nervous. Here.
You think?
Yeah,
why
I
is
love,
that?
Because I love her.
Oh, not because you're like creeped
shy.
Out by me?
No. No.
I thought you were saying like, I'm so glad you're here because you're protecting me from this weird ogre.
No. No, not that.
So wait, you're a Lena the Plug fan or what?
Well, let's not make this about me. I'm getting shy.
She followed me and I like looked through her Twitter and I was like, oh my God, I'm in love with this girl.
And did you figure out immediately that, oh, this is the GF of the guy who's going to interview me?
No, someone told me.
Oh.
I was like hanging out with Kevin and this girl, and she was like,
"Small
like,
world."
You're gonna be on No Jumper, and then she like told me about you, and I looked you up.
Thanks for stalking me.
You're welcome.
Like that.
Wait, so you're raising money for a prosthetic arm? I almost forgot about that. So what is this like? Are you supposed to be able to control it with your mind?
It's like, it depends on what you get. You can like get an arm that's like controlled by your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one I'm trying to get. So like, it's like what I'm trying to raise is 50 grand. And that's like,
did
that's
you,
just
you,
the down payment.
Did you hit that yet?
No.
Oh, it's close though, isn't it? It's like over 30, right?
That's the down payment for it.
How much is it?
It's almost 40.
Oh, okay. So everybody out there, the link is in the description.
Only 35.
If you want to just, if you want to contribute, if you want to help this girl out with an arm, get down in the description. I know you're all wealthy millionaires.
Yeah, holding her drinks every time she needs to get me out of it. No, I'm kidding.
Also, she just said she was down with the sugar daddy thing, so I'm not trying to make any assumptions. But you know, we might be able to work something out. A little hanky panky for an arm, fuck.
Yeah.
Am I taking like liberties there by
assuming? one of my friends like talked to their sugar daddies and they're like, you should donate to this, and they donated like $1,000 to my.
Hey, I'll donate to your arm fund. Yeah, I want you to have a prosthetic arm if you want one.
See it.
So that's crazy though. Do you think that is it really realistic looking? Like, is it? I can't even imagine
what
it looks
like.
It's like a robot. Oh, it does. Okay, but you can use it, right?
Yeah. See, the problem is they don't like make very many prosthetics for like upper arm amputees.
Right.
So they have like a lot of lower limb. So I've looked into it a lot, the upper limb shit, but they don't have like that much.
It's so crazy that you are just like, yeah, I was in a shitty place in my life. Like my life was not going well and everything. And then I lost my arm and that kind of helped get me on track and get my shit going in the right direction, right?
It really did though.
That's nice.
Like I was in a horrible, probably the worst place anyone could be in.
It's like a massive wake-up call.
You don't really appreciate life until you like lose it.
Right.
And like I have a lot more to live for than I thought that I did.
That's true.
Yeah, hanging out with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carly, what's your deal? What's your deal? How'd you come into the picture here?
I met you on Twitter. We met on Twitter, and she saw I had like that I was gay in my Twitter profile, and she was like, oh, more or less.
Said I'm gay. I'm gay.
It said something. Yeah, that was exactly it.
How else were girls supposed to know that I wanted to have sex with them?
Some girls.
It's hard to find other thotty broads in San Diego, I'm guessing.
Is being gay make you
They're thotty? Like everywhere here. It's like the fucking like hoe apocalypse. It's fantastic. Like, no shade.
The hoe apocalypse in Hollywood?
Oh my God. San Diego specifically is like land of the. You're going to find some gay girls.
Yeah.
You're going to find some gay girls. And it's great.
Lena the Plug is a reformed gay. She had the electroshock therapy.
We're gonna get her back.
You're trying to get her back on the team?
I've hooked up with so many girls. It's a lie.
Okay, okay. When
That's
I say that you're a reform guy, I mean she used to date a girl.
Yes, I told them about my ex-lesbian.
And now she dates an
For
alpha
four
male.
4 years. That's crazy.
Oh,
an alpha
such
male.
A man. Oh, is that what you are?
No, I was just kidding. She's an alpha female. I'm a beta male.
Good. Yeah, you're Mr. Lena the Plug.
That's how all men should be.
I'll
be betas.
I don't know if I agree with that. But as a man, I feel like, you know, you have to know when to shift into the rear position and just let the hashtag girl boss be a hashtag girl boss.
I don't think I'm ever the hashtag girl boss with you. I think that's
what? What are you talking about? You think I'm too domineering?
No, I don't think you're too domineering. I think I like being submissive in your presence.
Right. That is kind of what this whole relationship sort of hinges on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
We just got real deep there.
Yeah. That was entertaining.
So you ever had a long-term boyfriend?
Ever in my life?
Yeah.
Yes.
How long?
The longest was 5 years.
5 years? What age to what age? Or I guess you could just tell us the first age and we can add five. Okay. 14 and 19.
Yeah.
Interesting. Who was this guy? What was his deal?
I'm not going to say his name.
You're not going to say his name. That's totally fine because I don't give a fuck about fucking Brian in Wisconsin or whatever, Kansas
Literally,
City.
Though, you wouldn't.
No, yeah, I don't care about Brian.
I didn't like him very much.
Okay. Why'd you date him for that long?
I don't know.
You just thought you were supposed
high school,
to?
I was like, he likes me. He's okay.
That's enough at a certain point in your life?
Yeah, I guess so. When you're like an insecure little person.
You were insecure?
I don't know if insecure is the word.
What do you mean by that?
Naive.
Naive, yeah. Thank you. I'm glad you're here.
I feel like you don't know what a relationship is in high school, you know? Like you just like...
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck a relationship is.
You just like get in.
Really,
like, seems like...
It seems like the most important thing in the world because it's your first time doing it.
Yeah. I don't care about it now though, like at all. I don't give a shit about relationships.
Yeah.
Just enjoying myself.
Yeah, that's good. So Tinder was where people actually started to give a shit and you started to get attention for all this. So explain the Tinder bio. Also, did you copy it from somebody? Because I saw a comment that said that.
No.
They said you copied it.
No.
Okay.
I just like, I don't know. It seemed like I didn't think it was that funny, like my bio. I didn't think it was funny at all. I remember making it. I was pretty fucking drunk, but I still like slightly remember it. And I just like, I felt like commenting on the fact that I was missing an arm because I knew that like if I didn't, people would just like send me messages about it.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about having something incredibly obvious about you is that everybody says it as if they're the first person to say it. Like, with people saying to me, like, oh, you got a bunch of tattoos. It's like, yeah, you're just a fucking idiot. Yeah,
they're like, yo, you dropped your arm. Like, did you see that? Like,
yeah, no, people would be like, how do you get... I mean, people just ask the stupidest fucking questions about it. Yeah. Like, I guess some of them are, like, understandable questions, but people would be like, do you have someone get dressed for you?
Oh, like, man.
Shit like that.
Sometimes I have to give guys that advice too. It's like, if you like a lot of guys, if they meet like an Asian girl, it's like they're just gonna talk about her being Asian the whole time, and I'm like, you should probably try to think of the thing that is not gonna be the most obvious thing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That's my general, that's like level one dating advice from me.
It's like people advice.
Yeah, try to be creative. Try not to just say the thing that is the most boring possible thing.
Yeah.
So you get laid more or less now?
Probably less, just because I don't like, I don't try as much as I used to. Just
why
like,
not?
Because I don't really care as much. Like I don't know. I'm trying more to like find people that I have like a connection with than just
random street dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which before I was just kind of fucking everyone.
You were. What's your number?
My number. Oh, I don't know if I can answer that.
You're not gonna answer that. That's a really good idea. Yeah, don't answer that. I wouldn't answer it if you asked me.
Your number.
I'm not telling you.
All right, tell us. We'll leave.
No, I don't want to say.
I'm going to walk out.
It's like a weird...
Have you said it on the podcast before?
No, it's weirdly high, I think.
I know what it is.
Is it over 70?
I'm 33.
They're laughing over there. They're like, you crazy bitch. 70.
She's so naive. Oh, I remember 70. Yeah, oh, 70 was nice.
You never know. You got like some orgies or some shit in your past.
No, I have thought about that. How it's like as a dude, like you have your number and like for like say you're at like 20, you know, and then you just go to Amsterdam for a week and just rack that shit up. All of a sudden you're at 40. That shit don't count though, because it's like.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Okay, number one. Okay, answer me this. If you're a guy and you pay for sex, are you then allowed to add that to your body count? I don't really think so. Because to me.
Yeah, because you're having sexual intercourse.
He sees sex differently than we see sex. Okay. He sees it as like a game. That's why. So when he pays for it, he hacked the game, so it doesn't count.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a game genie.
I just see it as P and the G, so it's like.
Okay. If you think of your sex partner count as the number of chances that you've had to get an STD, yes, that hooker counts. And she actually counts more than the average person because you probably even have more of a chance. But. If you fucking are looking at your number of sex partners as like, oh, I've had sex with X number of girls and that's how many women I've been cunning enough to convince to put my penis inside of them, then the hooker doesn't count.
This is not a standard measure. This is because for girls, it's like...
It's really all about incentive or what you think is important. Yeah.
What if you're dating somebody and they're like, how many people have you fucked? And you're like, 5. And then like 20 years later, you're like, besides the 30 people that I paid for.
I mean, for me as a guy, it's like, I've never slept with a hooker, but I feel like even if I did, I would just put that one like off the record and just not ever talk about it. Unless I was all zoned out, at which point I would almost certainly start talking about it, as Lennon knows.
Yeah.
Can we get prostitutes? Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys would think about doing that?
It's legal in Amsterdam. My dad was just there and they literally have bitches like in the windows. Yes, like you can window insane. Shop for your bitch. That's great.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
When I was 19, I saw that. Yeah, but I don't know what happens if you're a girl and you show up to mess around with a girl. I guess it's got to be okay,
I'm sure
right?
You can.
I feel like they'd be way more stoked. They'd be like, oh
yeah,
my God.
Like,
you don't have to like shove anything down your throat or anything.
So the girls are way less, maybe they're really aggressive. I don't know. But.
What kind of guys are you into?
I don't know. I like guys with like good sense of humor. I don't really care about looks that much. As long as they're not like disgusting slobs.
But humor goes a long way. Yeah. But you guys said that you met under the pretense of hooking up. So that happened? Yeah.
No, we didn't.
No, because she was bi, and she saw that I was gay.
I DM'd her. Like, I just like gay people. Like, I'm bisexual, so I don't know. I like people that are more open.
The queer community is just a great time. I, too, love the LGBTQ community.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't got nothing against them. They're cool.
That's good.
You know, it's always a rapper thing to be like, hey, man, I'm cool with gay people. Just don't try to fuck me. Literally. I felt like I just came close to saying that. Yeah, I was just thinking about how that's what rappers always say to me.
Yeah.
As long as they ain't try to fuck me, we good, man.
Yeah, a lot of guys, not just rappers. Most men say that. But no, she followed me, and I followed her back, and she responded to one of my tweets. She
was like, "You're looking for a roommate."
Like, yeah, I like tweeted that I was looking for a roommate, and she was like, "Hey, let's be roommates." And then I found a place, and I like didn't message her back for a while. But then I moved into this place, and there was like an extra room, so I messaged her, and I was like, "Do you want to move in to my house?"
So
like,
yeah, you moved in together, not knowing each other.
We didn't know each other, and she told the people who live there.
Yeah, they might see this, but
they're not gonna see this.
No, probably not.
No, they think this is some fucking underground shit. Yeah.
But my roommates don't even like watch TV. They're like really hip.
Nobody I know watches TV.
People, yeah, they weren't like corrupted with like.
No. Wait, what did you do that was so bad? You took a shit in the pool or something?
Me or her?
Either of you, I don't know.
No, we didn't. Kinda lost. We didn't take any shits in pools.
No. Oh.
There.
They just didn't tell their other roommate that they didn't know each other before moving in together.
Oh,
which
now
you,
I get
you
it.
You might find weird. Like, I was like, my friend wants to move in. They're like, oh, cool. You have a friend. She's going to move in.
Oh, right. Okay. But then did she end up being pretty stable? Because in terms of like girls with private snaps, have you noticed there sort of being like a thread of instability throughout them?
What are you saying right now?
Do the three of us seem stable?
I don't know. I've been dating her for like a year and I have my doubts. I'm just kidding.
We're leaving. Ooh. We're taking her with us.
Okay, but
bye. This is our girl now.
Yeah, this is our show.
I like that though, actually, because I want a challenge. That. I want something to fight for. Yeah. You guys lead her around by the handle.
You think you'll win?
Just use me to get into the party tonight and then completely ignore me, like send me off away from you.
That's we're joking, but we will.
She would feel so bad after about 2 minutes of this.
It would last 30 seconds. Like, we should go check on Adam.
She's way too caring.
She's a huge baby.
Because I won't let anybody like get close to me or take care of me or care for me, but now that she's in, it's like I am like doing baby talk.
Oh shit.
I'm like,
she's a gross.
She helped me do a shit test through the mail.
Okay, that's meaningful.
Do you know about this?
No, I don't.
She recommended that I go to this nutritionist, and I'm like, all right, cool, I'll go to the nutritionist. It turns out when you go to a nutritionist, they make you shit in these vials 3 days in a row.
I've never shit in a vial. I've been in the hospital for like the last year in and out, and I've never shit in a vial.
They never did anything to your asshole at all?
The word.
She's never had to shit in anything.
No.
They wanted to know what's going on in his gut, so they take his poop, but he pooped into this like French fry plate, and then I scooped the
first
poop
time because
a vial.
I was just to show me how to use the vial.
Babe, you're just you.
It was just an excuse.
Yeah, it really is. Like, you become a baby around me because you know I'll just do it for you if you can't figure it out. So you're like, I can't do it.
That's like us.
And then I do it.
You guys are a beautiful couple. Wow. We
don't. You too.
I don't shit in anything, but I just like tell her to do things for me.
You never had like a shit
incident?
Yeah, if
she's
in
the bed, would you clean it? I'm tying her shoes all day long.
Would you clean my shit out of a bed?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I would clean your shit out of a bed.
Thank you.
But you would go clean up a baby.
Probably not.
Baby. You wouldn't clean up a baby? I like you then. That's cool. I like girls who are completely removed from any sort of mothering nature.
I love babies.
I like love
babies. I'm like just like a little gross like mother over you here without having any children.
You must hate me. Let's have babies together.
Okay.
You can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
We can adopt. We can like get
I can go get
semen
inseminated with a...
Are you alt-right?
Am I alt-right? Fuck. It's weird because the...
Well, you're friends with Slater, so anything's possible.
Slater.
I don't really care about politics at all. I would say I'm more towards the left.
Okay.
But people ask me, like, the alt-right really likes me on Twitter.
Yeah, how did that happen? What occurred that made that the case?
Okay, so, like, before I lost my arm, I was a pretty bad person.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd say some stuff that probably sounded pretty alt-right.
Just offensive stuff?
Yeah.
And then what? They dug up your old tweets and were like, oh, look, this girl's one of us?
Yeah, I guess so. They don't do it as much anymore.
Uh-huh.
Probably because I apologized.
What did you say that was so bad? Are you embarrassed about it?
I don't remember exactly what I said. Uh-huh. I'd like just make fun of like disabled people.
Oh.
And like,
Jesus Christ.
I know.
I thought you were going to say you said the N-word.
Probably did.
Well, you should search and you should remove those just for the record.
I was gonna say, I did. Like,
oh, okay,
there you go, right when I realized that I was a horrible person and I like saw all of that stuff, I was just like over it. I don't know.
It's a big part of being a white person is at some point in your life deleting your old tweets that show that you were a bad person.
I always
not at some point. We have to keep doing
I always
it.
Thought like I'm 25% black and I always thought that it was just like fine that I said.
Are you really?
Like, yeah. My dad's black.
Jeez, all right. So did you used to have ownership over the N-word and now you feel like you don't?
I, I mean, I thought that, like, I just didn't think it was a big deal at first because, like, I had, like, so much black family. Mm. But then I realized, like, I'm so white that I have no claim over the word. I should never say it.
I want to know how many scholarships you qualify for since you're black and you don't have an arm.
Oh, my God.
I just feel like there's so many out there.
Really? Yeah, how does that work? Do you get money from the state now or anything?
No, because I like make, like, they can check your bank account and they can see that I have, like, a lot of money.
So you do good off the Snapchat thing, huh? Or good enough?
I wouldn't say just the Snapchat thing. I did well off the Snapchat thing for a while, but I stopped doing it.
Oh, you don't do that right now?
No, not really.
Oh, I still thought you were in the game.
No. After I got verified, I kind of stopped.
Why? The verification did it to you? It made you want to just be shy?
They won't revoke it, I promise.
Not?
No,
I don't know. Really? I'm kind of scared.
She was asking me this morning. She was like, "Should I not be?"
I got verified because I became more popular as a sexual person online.
The only reason this morning I said that because I was like, "Would I lose my verification for like bullying people?"
Oh, you were like roasting your followers because they were being dicks. This guy said something. Because
they like always ask me about like how do you do this and how do you do that. And I don't know, it annoys me.
I would say just when you have those annoying ass fans that just say the same things to you over and over and over, it's a big part of being like an internet popping person to just learn to ignore all them. Because it's like for me, it's like, when are you dropping another interview? When are you interviewing this person? What, blah, 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 blah. All this other stupid shit. Not to mention shit about her, shit about every rapper I know. At a certain point, like, I used to, like, respond and be like, what's up, Slater? I used to respond and stuff, but I think it's important to not respond after a while. I don't have a cup. Shout out to Borski Vodka. Yeah, we got cups.
I was drinking Belvedere before I got in here.
She's talking about how much money she's got. She's drinking plastic bottles.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I want my Don Julio. Like,
I'm not drinking.
Can I Postmates tequila?
Can we?
You can Postmates tequila, even though...
I could also walk down the block after the interview.
Can we get trash?
Anything
on
that's
podcast?
Better? No. He bought this.
She got trash the first time she was ever on the podcast, and then I fucked her in the bathroom, and that was when I first met her.
Good for you.
No mic, no talk, Slater. If you want to say something, you're over here. Go. I'll give you this.
No, I'll talk for him.
You'll interpret.
He bought some shitty vodka, brought it into her car. I was drinking like nice stuff before this.
I can't do it anymore.
That wine in the hotel room.
We were staying in a hotel, and we just, like, kind of robbed the minibar.
So what are you doing for money right now?
Prying much?
That's a good question.
Inquisitive Adam.
I don't even answer it.
Okay. But have you always thought you were open-minded on the topic of sex work?
Yeah.
You just thought it never occurred to you as a bad thing or anything?
No.
Do you strip?
I cammed for a while.
You cammed for a while, but no longer? What's better, doing the internet stuff like the Snapchat and the camming, or like the real life sugar daddy type stuff? What's less
sugar daddy?
It's better.
It's so much. I mean, I don't really meet anyone off the internet. They just like want me to like talk to them, like, be nice to them.
You don't meet them? No. The sugar daddy. How do you arrange this?
I just have my DMs open.
Okay.
DM me.
And they'll say what? And then you'll just end up in that conversation? And they offer it? They'll be like, I'll give you money to just talk to me?
They'll come into my DMs and offer it.
They'll give you, like, an allowance. It's like, guys will literally be like, okay, I'll give you this much every time you see me. I'll give you this much every time you do this. Or, like, hang out with me. Like, go somewhere with me so that people think I'm cool. Like, they just want to, like...
And this is like an established like thing. So they get it right from the jump. They're like, okay, this is what you basically have to say to get the girl to agree with it.
Yeah.
I started off doing Findom.
What is that?
Just like selling pictures of your feet.
Oh, okay.
Like, and like bullying men.
Bullying them too.
Oh, that's so weird when they're into that.
So you get these messages, but you don't respond?
The feet ones, like, I would be so down to sell pictures of my feet, pictures rubbing my feet in oil, but I can't do the humiliation thing.
I'm not, I wasn't very good at it either. Well, that's why I stopped.
If a girl was like, I'll give you $100 to tell me I'm a piece of shit, I'd be like, bet, send the PayPal.
I'd never do it to a girl.
You wouldn't? I'd be like, bitch,
it just,
you suck.
It's just not in me. I can't, like, you have to fake
it's,
it.
It's fucking hard.
Ugh.
Like,
to be mean to these guys.
I'm not a mean person. Like, I'm pretty nice, depending on the day.
And it probably doesn't turn you on at all.
No, it doesn't.
Exactly. You're, like, turned off.
And, like, selling, like, nudes and shit. Like, I can get into that.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be weird, too, because a lot of these guys that are paying you to talk shit to them, are they, like, obviously pathetic, or are they like actually like rich, cool guys?
Are
they
some of them are just like normal guys. Like they'll send me pictures of themselves and they just look like
a guy you see person. Walking down the street, just the most random dude ever.
Yeah.
Some of them are really nice too. Like,
yeah.
There's a guy that paid me for something, paid my friend for something, and then I'm going through her GoFundMe and he like gave her money too. He's like this guy, he's an amputee. And like me and my friend talked to him and he has like this really cool story and he's like a really sweet guy. And he was like, I think he gets like disability checks every month. And like, it like brings him so much happiness to like be able to talk to these like beautiful girls and stuff. And like, he's really sweet. Like,
you ever think about cutting your arm? Do you think about cutting your arm so you could get this guy to give you more?
I feel like, you know,
this one guy.
For the clout.
For the clout.
I hate you. Leave. Get out.
She traded. I should do that. You think that's fucked up? If I post a picture of you, be like, damn, can't believe this girl traded an arm for clout.
I mean, I had no clout before I lost my arm.
Just badass. So crazy. We need to get you like a badass robot arm for real.
I would like to have one.
When I first DM'd you, you had like 32K on Twitter and now you're like 90K?
No, I'm like 85K.
That's still, that happened
I
mean, very fast.
I followed you, you had like 30 and then I went to a music festival, came back and she had 80,000. She like blew up and I was like, hey, my roommate. She was like, hey, like, yeah.
I don't understand why your Twitter keeps going crazy but your Instagram doesn't.
I don't really promote my Instagram. Oh. I don't really care about it. I like Twitter more. You like get to say stuff along with posting pictures.
Well, you can do that on Twitter. It's just a weird format for it. It's more, so more visual.
Instagram? Yeah, no, I don't like it though.
But you go so fucking viral on Twitter by just making the most like basic fucking I'm disabled jokes.
Yeah, no, they were like the dumbest jokes. Jokes that I find like so unfunny.
Yeah.
That I just like, I felt like saying them before other people would say them.
Mm-hmm. That's
but it didn't help. People are still like sending me really awful jokes.
All right, but so are you a big fan of Tinder? Like, cause
I've never met anyone off of
Tinder. Never? Damn, you seem like you're less sexually active than I was assuming based on the fact that you have a private Snap and that you're famous for a Tinder account.
Are you disappointed,
babe? Not less sexually active. She doesn't find them on
Tinder. I'm just more discreet about things. Keep it all under the table.
Under the table. We are, well, we could be. No, actually, I'm looking at the camera angle. You could see under the table. If she was like finger banging you, you could see it.
I can see everyone's arms.
You guys ever do that? Just finger each other real quick?
All the time.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's got to be one of the best parts about being a girl is that your bodies are just like fun to play with for each other.
Dude, it's great.
Yeah, me and Emily just hook up all the time.
I would if I were you. Me and Chris
girls are just so beautiful and men are just like so.
But you were talking about how much you love dick earlier. Come on.
But you can like both.
I feel like it's not sex without a penis.
Yeah.
So you like the dick. You like the dick being there, but you don't really care for like the male personality, the male conversation, the way he looks.
Just objectify him.
But the dick is good. Just the shape of it.
I don't know. It's a good question. I've never like thought about it really, like why. No, girls are just like so pretty and like
but you don't think you're a lesbian.
I'm not a lesbian.
Oh, she's not a lesbian.
You want to be dominated by a big, strong guy, huh?
Maybe she wants to dominate the big, strong
guy. Oh, is that what she likes?
Big, strong guy.
No. I'm always curious about girls who are into that because I'm so the opposite that I'm like, how are there girls who just want to dominate?
No, I'm not. I mean, at times, but mostly not.
You never like stomp on a guy's ball sack with a high heel or anything?
No, but I have a friend who does it all the time. Yeah. She's like my best friend. She does the whole like findom. She'll like meet up with guys and
stomp on their dick.
Stiff. Yeah, and like spit on them and kick them in the balls.
So crazy to me. Yeah, I've met girls.
She makes like insane. A buckload of money too.
She deserves it because that's some badass shit.
Really though.
Just destroy a ball.
She wants
sucks.
Me to beat the shit out of
her. She's so hot too. I'm not gonna shout her out because I don't think she'd want anyone to know that she does that. But
I'm sorry, but I feel like if you're going around stomping on dudes' ball sacks and twisting their nipples off and all this shit, it's gonna have some kind of effect on you mentally. Like I just feel like in the long term, you can't do that much without it affecting you. It would be like if I was a fucking hitman, if I just killed 10 dudes. Like, of course that's gonna change me. You stomp on 100 ball sacks, you're going to be a little different after.
Yeah, like even doing like online findom, it just like, I don't know, it doesn't feel right.
Right.
I don't like it. I'm like,
you're like really nice. You're super nice.
Thank you.
You know what you do? Give me the login to your Twitter and I'll talk shit to these guys for you and I'll do a great job. I'll be using all kinds of weird words. I'll make them feel so bad. They'll kill themselves. There'll be a rash of suicides.
I don't want to go to jail.
Oh my God. Oh, you could be like, you know that girl who just got like 3 years because she like convinced her boyfriend to kill himself?
Is that going to be you?
That's going to be me with one of these little twinks that you're harassing. Yeah.
It's hot in here.
Yeah,
it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. You know how the song goes.
Oh my God, you're actually being like a creep perv this podcast.
I'm just kidding. She said it the way she said it. Like,
nice to meet your boyfriend.
I know, meet my boyfriend.
Right. You think I'm being a creep right now?
No.
You're making out with this. Microphone, that's what I do. This whole thing.
Is that what we're all supposed
that's
to do?
That's what it makes
supposed
it,
to talk like directly it into it.
Well, better, that sounded way more.
Is this good?
Yeah. For some reason, like her range is great, so she can be far away from it, and it still sounds good. I don't know why, but with you, it's like you need to be really close to it. Me? I don't know what's happening. I kind of thought about switching your mics.
People think I'm really quiet.
I could hear her
like fine. Soft.
Yeah, she's all right.
Voice.
She has to check her nipples like every 30 seconds.
Keeps to make sure they're inside her shirt, but I feel like if they weren't, I wouldn't tell her.
I don't wear bras, literally, ever.
Why not?
They're annoying.
Free the nipple.
I can wear them, though.
We'll wear them as shirts.
People always ask me, how do you put a bra on? And it's really fucking easy.
It is easy. With one hand?
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture doing
it. You only ever need help taking off your clothes. I feel like it's like,
yeah.
Well, because you're like 30 beers in?
Probably, but I have to get it like unzipped and shit. But I feel like everyone has to do that. Maybe
yeah, that's hard for me too.
You're taking your bra off? No,
right
she's
now?
Just
no, I don't
imitating
have a bra.
It. Yeah. Let's talk about this bitch ass woman, Ellen.
Yeah, fuck Ellen.
Fuck her.
Fuck Ellen.
We want some smoke with you, Ellen, with that little haircut of yours. So basically, they were talking about putting you on the Ellen show. That's actually what Slayer said to me. He's like, you should interview this girl before she's on Ellen. And I was like, okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Her producer called me and we like FaceTimed for a while.
Uh-huh.
And like, she was like, I'll call you back in a few days. But I'm pretty sure she just like looked into me and she was like, I see this article. You're not going to come on our fucking show.
What was the article?
Just you're a DUI suspect.
And were you?
No. Did I not do this one?
No, we didn't talk about this on camera. Yeah, they thought you had before. You had a.
Oh, okay.
Wait, well,
so you were never
you
formally charged with a DUI.
I thought I did. Was I? I wasn't on camera.
I don't. You told it out there, I think.
Well, I'm pretty sure we were sitting right like, here.
Yeah.
She told the story about how she got in the moped accident and people saw it happen and then they reported it as a DUI suspect.
Okay.
Get it together.
Okay. I thought that we talked about it out there.
I'm
going to be honest. I did 12 hours of this yesterday, too. So I'm like,
yes, David, memory's really tanking here.
God damn it.
Just because so many people have talked about it, I'm going to re-explain. Because you don't remember.
Yeah, piece of shit.
She don't even know me like that. She's just going, piece of shit.
This is my backup right here.
Like, why am I already like, hey.
Oh, man. But in a weird way, I think that having Lena here has like allowed me to like be more myself and like be more of a piece of shit. Normally, I'm a little bit more on edge. I'm a little more worried about doing good. Right now, it's like, nah, I got my girl with me. I'm fine. I can be a total piece of trash. Nobody cares.
That's
great. Cool.
Yeah, great part about being in a relationship, you know?
Cheers.
Yeah.
Self, do you have a drink? Cheers.
Yeah, you know, she has like a private snap website. She's going to try to get you to be on it, I bet.
You're going
to
be Alana's plug.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm so into it.
You want to be Alana's plug?
Fuck yeah, I do. What the fuck?
All right.
She's got quite the squad.
You can be initiated later.
To be totally honest, yeah. She's got a squad. She's got famous porn stars on hers, basically.
I'm two people. One of them's a porn star.
One of them's a famous porn star.
Her girlfriend is fantastic.
Why do you say that? What do you like about her? I've been debating this in my head.
She's known her. For years.
Yeah, I followed you. I've been following you since you made your YouTube channel. And that's why I was like, wait, I know your boobs.
But that was
fake.
Still
was
less
like,
than a year ago.
Yeah, but was it?
Yeah, because I helped him make
you're
that.
You're hiding yourself. Come on. Yeah,
how are you embarrassed?
I'm just shy.
You show your vagina on camera all day for a living.
Boys always say that. They're like, why are you so shy? Well, like,
I'm not shy. I just have a hard time accepting compliments. And
me too.
We're just complimenting.
I'm with you.
Same. I'm like, what?
But no,
I don't have a hard time accepting compliments.
Oh, I know. You're the worst person to give a compliment to. I'm like, oh, you're so cute. You're like, I know.
Right? You're beautiful.
She'll be like, you're so smart. I think you're going to be so successful, blah, blah, blah.
I can't
like, yeah,
even
babe,
compliment him because it's like, I know.
I know, babe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I followed her. Like, I followed you forever ago. I posted a poll on Twitter not even like a few weeks ago that she replied to.
I didn't know, and I was like,
who's the most down-ass bitch? It was like Sasha Grey, Lena the Plug,
wow.
some Autumn Ames or August Ames.
I shouldn't even be in this lineup. That's crazy.
No, and like somebody else. And she was like, was where's like, my name? So I knew who you were, though. Yeah. Because
wow, I'm honored,
you,
honestly.
You like one-upped me.
What?
You like one-upped me. Sorry. The other night, I was like, I'm going to go on No Jumper. And they were like, you're going to meet LTP.
Oh my God, I can't deal with all this right now.
Yeah.
Lena Toilet Paper.
Did they keep shutting down your Twitter for a while?
No, it was my Instagram.
They keep shutting down
my Snapchat. I've lost them all multiple times.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you threatening the president? Because that happened to my friend the other day. She threatened the president and she lost her Twitter.
Fuck Donald Trump. I have. Spray up your block.
I feel like I get shot.
Can we keep what?
I got verified like a week ago and I feel like it's time for me to start threatening Donald Trump.
Yes, that's what you have to do. Respond to everything.
Or delete. Yeah, like.
No, we're spraying up Pennsylvania Avenue. What's good?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you something. Donald Trump gets shot in the head tomorrow morning. Is the world a better place or a worse place as a result? Better place, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like that's an obvious question.
But I think that there's something to be said for like, oh, the president dying is bad. That's bad for America as a whole. But in this case, I feel like, you know, hey, let's shake it up.
It just makes me wonder like who was guarding him and like why wasn't he doing a good job? That doesn't make me feel safe. But
couldn't you see the Secret Service just kind of chilling and just sort of letting him die?
Yeah, probably. But that's also like, wow, we live in such a corrupt, like that would make me feel like this is so corrupt. You know,
all the alt-right people who are watching this are officially like, oh, OK, we thought we liked him, but no.
We like his haircut. That's it.
Almost a skinhead.
No, yeah. I mean, you know, not liking Donald Trump.
No one likes the fucking alt-right.
You don't think?
No, I don't like them.
It's weird because when I think about it, when I did that Milo interview like over a year ago, it's like the definition of alt-right has changed so much since then. Because even at that time, I remember Milo sort of defining it as like a funny trollish version of like being a conservative. And that seemed like what it was at the time. And now it's full on like, no, that's like it's a white supremacist movement.
Yeah, it turned into like white nationalists. I don't have a problem with Milo. I think he's like, I know like a lot of my friends know him and they like think he's a cool guy. I don't know.
I think a lot of people are cool with him, but they won't talk about it publicly because they think that it'll negatively affect their personal brand. Like I personally know some people that are like very well-known gay guys that have like a friendship with him and like they would never divulge this publicly because they don't want to be... judge.
Yeah, I've never heard a gay person like speak positively about Milo.
Yeah, you ain't been hitting the right nightclubs.
Let's go to the Abbey.
The bathrooms of the right bathrooms in the right nightclubs. Is that a really good gay club that I should go to? You guys got gay bars and stuff? Let's get into that.
Like the spot.
They're not great. I'm not old enough to get.
Do you not have a fake?
Let's get her one. Anybody sell fake IDs out there?
Someone needs to help us out here.
Well, in San Diego, like no one cards me. I haven't been
But you're very memorable, and they
you're
don't know
the most
know
famous person there besides Nick Cannon?
The most famous person in San Diego.
You feel that way kind of sometimes? Like, because it's there's not a lot of popping people there, so maybe you are.
I don't know. In the last few months, like, most restaurants I go to, someone's like, oh my God, you're the Tinder girl.
Somebody recognized you. We were at a party, and like...
Last weekend in LA, and someone was like, you're awesome.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of my friends online, like, retweet your stuff. You're pretty popular.
It's so weird having the conversation too because people are like, who are you interviewing tonight? And I'm just like, just don't even. And they're like, who? And
I'm
like,
I'm not impressive.
No, but I'm just like, I'm not going to tell you because I'm like, you're not going to know who I'm talking about. And then they're like, who? And then I'm like, you see this picture of this really hot girl with her arm cut off? And they're like,
I know that girl.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It sucks to fit into such an easy to explain stereotype, right?
It's weird because I've like, since I lost my arm, I followed so many girls like in Hollywood that are missing arms that are
there's
like,
a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, they're like really pretty and they're like trying to get into film and like modeling and that kind of stuff. And I retweet them a lot. But I don't know, I'm not like, I guess I'm the only person from like this particular community.
Era. They're probably like 35 and shit.
They're like late 20s.
Right.
Not that old though. I mean, not old at all.
Do you qualify to have like a disabled like parking thing?
No.
You don't?
I'm not handicapped.
That sucks. I got a friend who has one. I'm going to tell you who has one soon.
How am I not handicapped?
But it's a person who's completely able-bodied.
Yeah, I know people who are able-bodied who've gotten them before for like migraines and shit. Like,
migraines?
Like dumb shit.
I possibly could have, but I don't identify as handicapped and I don't want
to. You don't want to be in that category?
No. I smoke a lot of weed. I should be able to get that shit.
But also we go a lot of places where there's no parking.
I'm not going to get it.
And here especially.
I'm not going to get a pass for that. Like I'm...
You think Lauren's trying to take advantage of you? Yeah. Me too.
No, I'm like the opposite of taking advantage of people. I don't want to gas myself up.
I have a question. You're in public and you see someone and they're like completely just staring at your arm. It's so obvious. Do you like, do you say something to them or are you just like?
I don't really notice.
Like, you don't
people,
notice?
People I'm with, they'll be like, oh my God, that person was staring at you. I want to kick their ass.
Interesting.
I'm like, I didn't notice them at all. Literally. I guess I just like, I don't know. I don't really look at people that I'm walking past.
I like you because you're kind of like antisocial. So I feel like you like don't want I'm these weird people to talk to anyway. Not antisocial like that, but you're just sort of like, okay, like leave me alone, freaks.
Yeah. Pretty much.
We'll be out places.
But I'm not antisocial.
Okay.
People will like look at your arm and like I didn't tell her until after the fact every time it happens, but I'm like, people will just be staring at her and like she'll be facing me and they like you won't be looking at them and I swear to God they just like give you the weirdest looks and like I'm out here like trying to fight people, she's like looking at somebody like talking to them and I'm like giving this person death threats.
I look at me too, like I'm pretty and I'm missing an arm.
Fuck yeah,
that's
just a good
like
attitude about it.
Yeah, like
I feel like it's like the way people look. It's like you can't blame someone for being curious, but if they're looking at you and they're obviously like talking shit or being gross, which they wouldn't be,
yeah.
Then I feel like shit, if I was there, I would get super protective of it. But
yeah.
People are gonna be curious. Like it's. You know,
I feel like it makes her hotter.
Gives her an edge.
She's like, thanks. I'm gonna lose the other one.
Okay, but you ever see?
I'm
gonna
lose the rest of my limbs.
You know how?
Stuff nugget.
Oh, you ever see like a dog that's missing a leg and it's still like really scared. Happy and shit because it doesn't know that it's missing a leg, so it's just really happy.
Dogs that are missing legs.
Well, he's comparing you to a dog.
No, but I'm just saying that like, okay, seeing her be in such good spirits is like self. It's like life affirming. You're like, okay, good.
I won't lie. Like I can't. I wouldn't say that I'm a baby about everything, but it's like thinking about how positive you are in your situation. It's, you
know. Well, I mean, I feel like it's just like based on like the beginning of it, how like horrible I was doing beforehand, how much like I wanted to die. I was not liking life. I like tried a couple times to not live anymore. And
you
like,
tried to kill yourself. Jeez.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But that was so long ago. I lost my arm and I love myself now. I think I'm great.
That's really cool.
Amazing. I feel like this is like a story from like a Malcolm Gladwell book or something. You know, it's just this really nice little ring to it. I don't know. So we're all going out to this fucking party together after this.
I mean, I want to go party. I saved up my party for Sunday, so I'm trying to.
Can I get in?
Yeah. Some kid gave me some drugs earlier, so that was cool.
Who was doing drugs?
Some kid gave me some drugs earlier.
Do I like the drugs that you got?
Some 18-year-old kid right in front of his dad.
What?
That's horrible.
His dad was so proud.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, I'm guessing. 18,
who is mothering these people?
Me and Lauren.
Hopefully his dad.
I bet his dad is also a dealer, and his dad uses his kid as a cover up to go sell the drugs.
I don't think so. The dad looked like he fucking worked at the hot dog stand outside of Home Depot.
I don't know. I didn't know in high school there was this like family of 5 and 6 brothers, and their parents were drug dealers. And I found out later that they would give the drugs to their kids.
That's fire. We should hit them up.
That's terrible.
No, they all have like 3 kids now, and they're younger than me.
Adam.
What? You don't like drugs anymore? You're over it?
I do drugs.
Yeah, stop lying.
I just don't do like drugs the same way that I used to.
Right. Because you're still really talking hard about drinking and stuff, but you used to be bad with it and now you have a healthy relationship with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Mostly
what's
healthy.
It's so healthy.
Healthier than before. I was like horrible before. You didn't know me. No one.
But you told me.
You ever do heroin?
No.
No, okay. Mm-mm. Me neither, for the record.
No, but I was in the hospital, I did that. Like morphine, but it's not morphine, it's like stronger than that. I was addicted to that for a while after I lost
Percocets?
My arm.
What
no,
are you talking?
No,
Percocet. Like Molly, Percocet.
No. That's not it. I'm not gonna think of what it's called, so but I was it's pretty much heroin,
fentanyl,
but I was prescribed it, so it doesn't matter.
You gotta try fentanyl.
What the hell is that?
No, I'm just
quit
kidding.
It's like
it's like heroin, but it's like a million times worse. And like this dude I know from back on the East Coast was telling me the other day that he's like completely gone off it for like the past 3 weeks and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's super bad.
I tried like literally every single prescription drugs because that's just like what I had to do after I lost my arm because it was like such a horrible injury.
You never felt like you were going to get completely lost in the sauce with that?
I was. It was horrible. Like I had no thoughts. Ugh. Like I couldn't communicate with people without just like getting angry.
That's how house phone feels right now.
Oh my god.
Shout out to house phone. Anybody wants to hear that prescription pill rap, hit on up at SoundCloud.
Oh,
there's a song called Boom Gang My Heart now too. We listened to it on the stream last
Boom
night.
Gang?
Boom Gang My Heart. You would you date Boom Gang? No.
I don't know what he looks like.
He's fly as hell.
Every group chat, people have
you got crazy face tats and shit. What do you say?
The guy that, like, jump.
People
like,
place me in random.
Like, steals shit and whatever.
Yes. No. So, and then you yell boonk gang now. Whole lot of gang shit.
It's so, it's hard to say.
You boonk. Say it funny.
Boonk.
Boonk.
How are you supposed
B-O-O-N-K.
To say it?
B-O-O-N-K. Boonk.
Yeah. Oh, I know. People place me in group chats on Instagram.
I don't say it funny.
Instagram,
I say it the right way.
And they title it boonk gang. I don't get it.
Boonk.
Yeah, no, you say it.
You say it.
Never.
She's gonna say bunk or some shit.
Bunk
gang.
Bunk. I feel like we're speaking Thai.
We were with some guy the other night who was like, hey, do you want to meet bunk gang?
Like, no. You were like, no?
No.
Man, you don't know what's good for you. That guy's a snack.
I don't need things to
Adam's
for
fucking
me.
Him on the side.
Low key down.
Have you ever seen any of these?
No.
Oh, okay. She's like completely
you've never seen my interviews before,
saying.
But you're like obsessed with her?
We watched one tonight.
Fuck you.
Together.
Yeah, no.
I've seen a couple.
I like her just dissing
which ones
you.
Did you watch?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm like, I'm
which
so
no
sorry.
Jumpers you've seen says a lot about you because she found out about me through fucking Dylan Francis.
I don't know the names of them. I like just looked through your shit and watched just like every girl. I don't know any of their names.
We're sexist.
That's all I watched.
All
oh, you watched the girls,
probably.
And it, I did okay.
Yeah, my friend was like, he's just gonna interview because you're a thought.
Is that the vibe that you're getting? You think I'm sexualizing you here? I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
No, I think you are. She does.
You think that I'm sexualizing her? I don't want to. I feel like we still have to talk about sex to a certain extent, guys. It's like that with guys too.
Like her sexy
sex is
arm.
Like a pretty.
I mean, yeah, you post sexy pictures that like makes sense.
That's like mostly what I do too.
Just
like
kind of famous for a Tinder, yeah. Let's
we
be
had
real.
A whole photo shoot
okay,
today
but Tinder...
in our
what photo shoot? I want to see the photo shoot.
I posted some pictures on
and
Twitter.
She's wearing really hot
oh,
white lingerie.
Oh no, the hand thing. Oh, with you two together?
No, yeah. No,
I seen the one, the I hand know, one that has 56,000 likes or whatever.
While ago.
Oh, was it?
You're looking yeah. deep, babe.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I swear I was at the top today. I might have tapped the media tab. That might have led me down a fast thing. Uh-oh.
Oh, the first thing you ever posted ever.
That's the worst feeling though when you start looking through a girl's Instagram and all of a sudden before you realize it, she's like 14. You just scrolled back
no
too far.
No one else here has that experience. You're telling us like we should fucking know what you're talking about.
No, you just keep going back and back and back and then you all of a sudden realize you're lost. You're in 1999 on Instagram. No, you're on 2010.
Ladies and gentlemen, my boyfriend.
I was looking at my phone during that. Whatever just happened.
And you got distracted by her butt being on your phone now?
Did. I had to check my phone. I like saw her butt and I was like, let's see what's going on.
Shout out to these stickers from Lena the Plug.
Shout out to Leilani for designing them for me.
Shout out to Leilani.
They look very realistic.
Well, I mean, fake, but that's good.
Yeah, so now who can't take a compliment?
Me.
Oh.
I can never take a compliment.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That is what you're saying, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is, babe. Wow.
How much weed did you smoke before this?
A lot, I'm not going to lie.
That? Yeah, I was going to say you forgot her entire like,
am I allowed to check
I still don't know if I believe that she talked about that on camera
it was
or
like
out
the
there.
First
do you remember
thing
this?
She talked about.
Did she talk about it on here?
You just came
he
in.
Did talk, we talked about it. We didn't talk about it here, right?
He just came in. What are you talking about? You
what happened?
You okay. mentioned.
So yeah, I can't hear you. We can't hear you. You want to talk on the mic?
Hey, pull up real quick. So, this was the whole ordeal.
If you say anything wrong, I'm gonna come
no,
over
I'm
and
not,
kick your
I'm
ass.
Not lying at all. Yeah. I'm not lying at all.
Heaven.
She will.
So, we were outside, and I wanted to have a private conversation with you inside because you asked me to smoke a cigarette. And you're like, hey, do you have cigarettes? I'm like, no, they're inside.
You didn't.
And I said, hey, come in with me. It's no, right that's here. Okay, for the alcohol then. Okay. It was for the alcohol. You're like, hey. And I said, hey, come inside for the alcohol. I need to talk to you. And you're like, no. And you as well were like, hey, no, just bring the alcohol outside.
Okay.
I wanted to bring you inside to talk to you about the conversation that we were about to have.
Where's the DUI in all this?
And the DUI.
We're talking about the DUI thing.
No. This is a whole. There's a whole lineup.
I'm sorry,
to
I'm gonna cut you off. Your story's very long.
No, yeah, no.
I
basically,
even,
I told
I
her.
Even talked to you about
no,
the DUI.
I told
I
you
to like,
talk
last...
about the fucking Ellen shit. Talk to you about the Snapchat premium shit, and then if you got a DUI, then you got a DUI.
But then
or whatever.
Did. You can look me
no,
up.
I
my
know
name
you,
is
I know,
my
no,
name
no, no.
is
I know
Lauren
you didn't
Scott.
Get
I have no record. Look me up.
Every single person looked her up, and she didn't have a DUI.
Are you related to Michael Scott?
Yes. That's my dad.
Dunder Mifflin.
No, but people are literally obsessed with it. I've told people my full name the entire time. Like, if you get a DUI, no matter what happens to you, even if you die, people are going to look at your blood alcohol level and they're going to say whether you're drunk or not.
Mm.
People looked at mine and mine is clean. Like, there's nothing there. If it was, I'd have a record. I wouldn't have I have a license. It's not suspended.
Beautiful. Hey, I believe you. I'm not snitching.
I mean,
anyway.
If they didn't suspend your license, I'd definitely be, because I feel like they just suspend people's licenses for like nothing when you get really pulled over.
Yeah, and like obviously, if you fucking died, they would suspend your fucking license.
Right.
And like in response to your, you posted a No Jumper thing, the like on No Jumper, and like the first person who responds just like makes a thread of how like I'm a drunk driver just because like other people called me it.
That sucks. Fake news. Fake news is a real problem.
Yeah.
Everyone has people that will talk shit though, so like fuck it, like.
Yeah, but this, I mean, I don't know. That's like just it's a horrible rumor, because like even if someone loses a limb, like drunk. Or whatever, like the fact that you would think that they deserve less.
Dude, there's a pro skateboarder who just got in a car accident drunk and killed his friend, and now he's gonna go to jail for like 5 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay, well, that's.
No, but I get what you're saying. It's just like,
you know,
it's like,
I know that's probably not a good thing.
People shouldn't care less about what happened to you, even if you were drunk. Like, you weren't, but so it's like, why are they trying to trash you, like, even if you were drunk? So,
it's not like you killed some family or something. Yeah. You only fucked yourself up.
There was no one on the road. So even if I was drunk, which I wasn't, like, I wouldn't have hurt anyone.
Speaking of, you guys want to get drunk?
I want tequila, but I probably need food too.
I've been doing this.
Can we Postmates tequila? Did we figure that out?
That's like 2 blocks away, so I'm not going to pay the extra $15.
I'm not letting you guys walk by yourselves. I'll go with you so I can.
You should come with us, babe. This block is really a harassment.
A little clout hunt.
Why did I wear these shoes? They're so uncomfortable.
We're going to be barefoot walking. All of us. You too.
That's cool. Let's go to the party barefoot. Yeah.
I brought slides and extra heels. I'm very prepared.
No, I have like comfortable ass shoes in the car that are heels, but.
I think we still have an extra. 2 hours until it starts.
Yeah, we can hang out. Let's get high as shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody mail order some fentanyl real quick. All right.
Are you trying to one-up me on the sunglasses?
Well, no, I was thinking about one-upping you by taking Slater's clout goggles, but. These
are more cloudy. Are you drunk?
Fucking wasted. Yeah, he looks pretty drunk to me.
Yeah.
You're doing great. You're doing great, sweaty.
Sweetie, yeah. Sweetie.
I don't even know if I want to put these on my face or his. Oh my God, I'm in the fucking future, bro. 3017. What's happening?
Oh my word.
Kevin is the second person I met off of Twitter. Slater.
Yeah.
What number was I? Thank Lauren.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going to get called out for even following him because he can be so problematic. Ooh.
He is really problematic.
He got into a huge online war with a girl I know, basically because he like called her fat, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I feel bad that I even followed.
Shout out to Aaron Jean. I told him I was gonna slap him in the DMs because of this.
He did, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. What's her name?
Before I
Aaron
lost
Jean.
My arm.
Shout out Aaron Jean.
Before
Aaron Jean
I lost online, my I'm sorry. Arm, he responded to every single picture I posted with. Thought like all
what I fucking hate you. You're that guy.
He totally is.
Oh my God.
He,
you
he
should literally go put yourself in a timeout
because he thought I was a thought.
Oh my God. I hate
I'm
you.
Like honestly, I probably should. I mean, we're gonna end this before we get into the case of Slater, but he's a curious guy. Like I don't really know what makes him tick or what makes him do the things he does on Twitter.
He's so you nice in person.
In person, yeah, for sure.
He's never said
stop
a
hiding behind your keyboard
thing to me to my face.
It's well, that's nice.
Kind of a pussy.
But he called you a thought for months and months before he even met you. You're saying
friends with him.
I'm sorry.
Well, she had two arms.
When she had two arms, you called her a thought. Yeah.
And now you feel bad, so you don't call her a thought anymore. I'm sorry. This is my issue. I hate this.
There ain't nothing wrong with being a thought. I'm a thought.
I love you.
You called me out in the group chat. He took a screenshot of me retweeting my own nudes.
He was like,
"You quit being a hoe for a second. I'm trying to be funny."
How can you let a girl retweet herself in a shower,
Kevin.
Massaging her tits,
and then
call her a loyal woman?
Why is he telling us we don't do this for work?
You're acting like I haven't seen your dick on the timeline multiple times.
Whoa.
This is years ago.
My dick's on the TL.
Okay, but you don't talk
we were trending on Pornhub for a week. His dick has been everywhere.
Titties. I'm terrified to talk shit about girls, even if I wanted to. I don't want them to come for me.
I did jack off to y'all a couple weeks ago. I was scrolling through Pornhub and I was like, damn, I gotta peep this out.
Okay, that reminds me.
Yeah, I had.
There was a time where I was not in a good place on Twitter. I was just like talking to guys, and they just like found out my address and shit, and they found like all of my nudes, and they took them all, posted them on like a porn website with my address and my phone number.
Shout out to men.
Right.
You got Pornhub to take that down, right?
I did what?
It's you gotta take Pornhub. It down?
Yeah, dox people on Pornhub.
Oh. No, I couldn't get it down. Like, they're like guys that are like, they don't have any of their information online. Like, I reported it so many times.
Is that
it
all makes you me very do? Sad. You can hire people to get stuff deleted for you. I'm learning
we
slowly.
Can hire a hitman.
Everybody keeps trying to plan paid murders on this podcast. I'm not sure that I think it's necessarily the best idea. Yeah, we talk about this a lot, though.
Yeah.
Killing people, getting someone to kill someone for us. It really makes me think maybe I'm not going to do that.
You know what else we talk about a lot?
After you say
it, you can't
use the deep web anymore.
My butthole?
Yeah.
It's really nothing to write home about, let me tell you. She tried to finger it the other day. I wasn't having it.
I told them. Right? Shouldn't he let me put his finger in there?
No.
Yeah.
See?
Ugh. Nasty. I just don't want that.
That's the face of me.
Gross.
Huh?
Men butts aren't cute.
Yeah, well, that's at least part of the problem.
Your butt.
You want to see your butt? Let's go do some butt play. All right, girls. It was really great talking to you. All of yous. Well, yeah. Do you want to end it? Is there anything else we should talk about? I feel like we kind of hit there's a natural like ebb and flow to this. I feel like some silly stuff needs to happen sort of towards the end. Us harassing Kevin, that sort of felt like. That was the fun, silly, it's Snow Jumper. It's a silly podcast. We're doing silly things. We're drinking and smoking and wearing sunglasses at night.
Very nice.
Hey, you need some sunglasses before we can get out of here. Throw your clout goggles on.
I won't put on the clout goggles.
How many followers you got? Do you have clout yet?
I'm getting her clout. I'm the clout donor.
No, that's what I'm saying.
For a
let's cloud up tonight. I feel like all of us together, we could
how
definitely
much clout
collab
are we combined?
On a all of my friends.
A clout
I'm
cauldron.
Like, take my clout. Come on, join me.
Yeah.
let's be in this together.
Let's do a little clout swap, girls.
All right. Clout swap. Oh my God.
You're not allowed to steal my clout, but you can have some of it.
This has been No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Respect women. Stop slut shaming.
Respect women after we degraded them.
What? There's been no degradation here.
No.
But we're uplifting women here.
Don't call girls thoughts.
LenaThePlug.com. Get yourself
some
stickers.
Don't call girls thoughts.
True.
Really, though.
Or NoJumper.com. Get yourself some all kinds of other stuff.
They're so cute.
Let's get drunk. I want tequila.
Yay!
Right,
yeah. Later, guys. There you go.
It's fucking hot. Oh.